Just below us was a pretty sight, a great black cat lying stretched in the sun, whilst round her gambolled prettily a tiny black kitten. The mother would wave her tail for the kitten to play with, or would raise her feet and push away the little one as an encouragement to further play. They were just at the foot of the wall, and Elias P. Hutchison, in order to help the play, stooped and took from the walk a moderate-sized pebble. "See," he said, "I'll drop it near the kitten, and they will both wonder where it came from." "Oh, be careful," said my wife. "You might hit the dear little thing." "Not me, ma'am," said Elias P. "Why, I'm as tender as a Maine cherry tree. Law bless you, I wouldn't hurt the poor little critter more'n I'd scalp a baby. And you may bet your variegated socks on that. See, I'll drop it far away on the outside so as not to go nearer." Thus saying, he leaned over and held his arm out at full length and dropped the stone. It may be that there is some attractive force which draws lesser matters to greater, or more probably that the wall was not plump, but sloped to its base. We not noticing the inclination from above, but the stone fell with a sickening thud that came up to us through the hot air right on the kitten's head, and shattered out its little brains then and there.